USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
The death toll is at 31 in the massive wildfires in North and Southern California. The Camp Fire in Northern Cal has killed 29 people alone, and that matches the death toll from the Griffith Park fire back in 1933. Governor Jerry Brown says with climate change, Californians need to get used to this.
This is not the new normal. This is the new abnormal. And this new abnormal will continue, certainly in the next 10 to 15 to 20 years.
Over 200 people still missing from that Northern California fire. The French President Emmanuel Macron calls out President Trump's boast of being a nationalist in a speech on the 100th anniversary of the end of World War I. Macron saying nationalism is a betrayal of patriotism. And this is USA Radio News.
This is a national health alert from the Healthcare Hotline. Are you on Medicare and or have private insurance and suffer from back pain? MD Topical has a solution for you. Today, you can qualify to receive a pain-relieving treatment, such as a comfortable back brace or a customized pain treatment at little or no cost. Call MD Topical toll-free now, 888-998-7225. It just takes a couple of minutes to qualify for these amazing treatments that have helped thousands of people with severe pain. Your personalized pain treatment will be delivered directly to your door. Call MD Topical toll-free, 888-998-7225, 888-998-7225, or go to mdtopical.com and get started on your road to a pain-free life. Call MD Topical toll-free, 888-998-7225, or go to mdtopical.com.
After a presidential appointment, Democrats are concerned about the future of the Russia probe, as we hear from USA Radio's Wendy King.
Top Democrats want Acting Attorney General Matt Whitaker to step aside from supervising the Russia investigation and Special Counsel Robert Mueller. Republican Senator Lindsey Graham tells CBS's Face the Nation it's a non-issue.
Well, you don't recuse somebody because they have opinions different than the people they're overseeing. Trust me, there's politics abounds when it comes to the Mueller investigation that Trump's guilty, no matter what Mueller finds. But the bottom line here is that Mr. Mueller will be allowed to do his job without political interference by Mr. Whitaker.
America's most powerful Catholic leaders will be focusing on sexual abuse by priests as the annual U.S. Conference of Catholic Bishops starts today in Baltimore. The opening of the three-day conference coming after a Washington, D.C. priest was arrested last week on a charge of second-degree child abuse. This is USA Radio News.
The following update is for drivers who pay too much for car insurance due to DUIs, DWIs, tickets, or anything else. Our company specializes in low-cost SR22 auto insurance. We know that mistakes happen and offer free quotes for very affordable auto insurance meant specifically for you, the overpaying high-risk driver. The quote is free and we'll handle the filing so you can start saving money. Call 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725.
Back to those wildfires in California. Several celebrities are among the hundreds that have lost homes in the Southern California fires. Gerard Butler taking to Twitter, Robin Thicke also taking to Instagram and saying their homes are gone. Actress Bianca Blanco posting that she watched her home burn to the ground. Hundreds of homes in the area have been lost, and Lady Gaga, Scott Baio, and Guillermo del Toro have been forced to evacuate. Fans worried about the Bachelor Mansion after watching a home nearby turn into a charred pile of rubble, but that mansion has so far been okay. Arizona State Senate candidate Kyrsten Sinema continues to extend her lead over Republican Martha McSally. The latest vote count has Sinema ahead by over 32,000 votes. There are still over 160,000 ballots, though, that have not been counted in Arizona. The winner could become Arizona's first female senator, would take over for Jeff Flake, who announced he wasn't seeking re-election. And an increasing number of homes in America are valued at $1 million or more, and that number keeps rising. An analysis by real estate research firm Trulia finds that more than 3 million homes are worth $1 million, 3.6% of all U.S. homes, making that list. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.